Okay, so what is the best team in the NBA right now? Okay, Dave, what do you think?
My opinion?
Your opinion.
Right now, most teams have a fair fight for number one. The Celtics are number one as of now, but most teams couldn't make it to number one.
I'm not asking you who's in the number one spot. I know who's in the number one spot. But who do you think is actually the best equipped team for the rest of the season? Season's just starting. They're getting the tip of the iceberg. Season's not nearly over yet. They have a lot of games to play. So
right,
in those games, like you can have a little young team, but they're going to be wearing out like by the end of the season. Like, do you think this little young team with the 5-game winning streak is actually going to make it a championship? Probably not.
Okay, well, this season, a lot of the teams are playing really, really well. For their team, like the Jazz, the Kings, they're all playing
Celtics?
Really good. The Celtics, they have always been good.
So, actually, you think that? Like, look at Tatum. He's probably in the number one spot for the MVP race.
No.
And he's leading the Celtics.
I don't agree with that.
Why?
Because you have
I think
so
in power and like fear.
Yeah, Curry. Look at Curry. Look how good he's playing. Look at KD.
Wait. Just to clarify, you're supporting Golden State, yeah?
No.
So why are you praising?
Because Curry's good. You gotta admit that.
Are you saying like a legendary team, or are you saying good as in like?
Curry is really good.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about right now, is it?
Okay, well, Curry's very good.
That's true. But don't you think he's getting a little old?
But for his age, look how he's playing.
Still really old.
He is splashing
well, for
threes.
His age, yeah. Well,
look at LeBron. Look at LeBron. He's like dying. He's literally so old. He can't play anymore. Takes some layups. Takes a layup. He misses like a wide open layup. Like how?
Have you seen those like Nike ads? Like LeBron versus Father Time. LeBron wins, but LeBron isn't winning. I think he's.
Exactly.
I think he's old. Like
LeBron is too old.
And even like
He needs support for his team. Like his team, it's not LeBron anymore. Now it's just Anthony Davis and Westbrook on the bench. That's his team now, and he has some role players, but it's not really him, because like LeBron himself is playing not so good now.
He's not really the heart of the team, and even like maybe if LeBron were to actually start like. Kind of like, I mean, I'm not saying this, don't take this wrong way, but if LeBron would actually start, like, hearing for the teammates, like, kind of trying to up it.
Exactly.
Like, MJ, like, he would actually make the teammates better. If you were on MJ's team, you would get better. Like, LeBron, like you know when JR dribbled out the clock, championships, and LeBron yelled at him, like,
yeah.
MJ would probably, like, give him a lecture when I yelled at him, like, and embarrass him in front of the world. That, like,
right,
LeBron,
also LeBron, as all these rumors are going around that he wants Kyrie on his team back and all this stuff, clearly, LeBron can't take a team by himself. He needs someone to help him. He can't get to a championship without him. Look at 2020. The only reason he made it to the championship is because of Anthony Davis. He would have not won that ring.
If I were the Lakers, I would drop him. I would let go of him. I think it's just like dead weight. I think the only reason they're actually keeping him is because he's a great marketing.
His name is LeBron James. You cannot get rid of him.
He's like a great marketing device. Like.
Also, he is the team.
But you know
LeBron
how much
runs the team. He's the GM. The GM. You ever heard of that? Exactly.
Like, but like when he left the Cavs, like they lost hundreds of millions of dollars just like out of the market because like.
Okay, but look at all the
Cavs. They would think of LeBron James. LeBron James. They would think of peak basketball.
Yeah, but look at all the championships that LeBron got. They're not just a championship from LeBron being good. Look at all the teams besides for the Cavs, even the Cavs, he had a really good team. He had Kyrie, he had Kevin Love, he had some pretty good players. And then, like when he went to the Heat, his team was just straight up a super team. He had, like, 5 All-Stars on that team. D-Wade, LeBron, Chris Bosh, Allen, all these people, they're insane. And who do they play against? They play against some bad team, like some random team?
Like the dream team against
exactly.
Everybody else.
So, like, the only time he actually deserved a ring was when he beat the Warriors in 2016. That's the only time he actually deserved it, because that was him and the Cavs. Him and Kyrie. That's the only time. And you realize he would have lost that series if Kyrie didn't make that clutch shot over Curry.
That's true. Well, so that was actually a great moment. Like, Curry get a taste of this.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you, Smith. Welcome back to the Tip-Off Show. Now we're going to start talking about, like, some football. So we know that the Player of the Month official dropped, but, like, of course there's only one. Who do you think is the real Player of the Month? My opinion, Justin Jefferson.
My opinion, there's no way Justin Jefferson. To be honest, I think it's Patrick Mahomes, number one. He's playing insane right now. He's leading his team to a 4-0 start for the season. It's really good.
Justin Jefferson can actually, like, explode. He can have just giant games, like, and he's really clutch. He has a giant clutch gene. He's really at his best when you need him. Like, some athletes are scared of the big moments. He thrives in them. Like,
right, but Patrick Mahomes is also really clutch. Look at it. Look how good he is.
Look at his team. His team is actually, like, I think everybody, like, underestimates his team. Like, his team kind of carries. Like, he got Travis Kelce. Like, I hear some people calling Travis Kelce his assistant. Like, I think Travis Kelce might actually be the one doing the whole thing.
His team is very good. His team is very good,
and
but...
And look about the Vikings. The Vikings are, like, scraps. Like, who's their quarterback? Like, the only thing they really have is a running back. But is a running back really helping your wide receiver? Nah, and their quarterback isn't amazing. Like...
Okay, well then.
Patrick Mahomes is throwing to the best wide receivers in the league. Like, of course he's gonna get 320 rushing yards.
Okay, well, Patrick Mahomes, no, he's playing so good right now. He's playing probably like one of the best. Like, this is one of the best months of his career. Like, he's playing really, really good. He never plays good. No one's doing better than him. He's playing insane. And you talk about top five quarterbacks, and some people don't put him in it. How could you not think of putting him in it? He's playing one of the best quarterbacks all time right now.
Well, he's definitely had some great years behind him, but I think that might be a weakness when you're looking at power rankings. Like, I get that he won a Super Bowl and led them to another one, but, like, can't really beat Tom Brady in that there. But I think he's kind of been, like, a little overrated. Like, I get that he has a ring, a Super Bowl MVP and an MVP, but, like, I think that kind of can be a weakness here. Like, when he has, like, a little stroke of luck, you're like, oh, yeah, that's the Mahomes we've seen. So this is sparked by all Mahomes. Like, I think you're, like, getting a little desperate. I don't think he's actually that Mahomes we saw a couple years ago.
What do you mean the old Mahomes? He's playing so much better now than before. Like, I think this year he could for sure lead his team to the Super Bowl.
Except that's not true, because for most of the season so far, because we're not actually done, but for most of the season so far, they haven't even been fighting for the number one spot. They've been, like, satisfied with number three, which, like, by Mahomes' standards, like, I get it, but, like...
Okay, well, Justin Jefferson, look at him, okay? You're saying he's so good, he's playing so good, but look at him. So, what is he doing? He's running, he's fast, he has little advantage, he's good, he could catch a ball.
He has, like, amazing hands. One of
but
the best hands in
it's
the
not like it's not like he has some trash team like the Jets or some trash team like that you have to just rely on the receiver. You're relying on the receiver, but not as much because you also have a decent Q. So, like,
let me tell you,
you can't
let
say
me
he's
tell
that
something.
Good.
You know who the Vikings Q is? It's Kirk Cousins. He's fat. Can't run.
Okay, why didn't he need to run? He's just throwing the ball.
He throws, and he can't throw far. He relies on Jefferson to do all the running plays.
Okay, but first of all, a Q is known as a better player. The Q is the leader of the team. On most teams, 99% of the team, what am I saying? 99% of the team, of teams in the NFL, are run by the Q. The Q is the main player. The QB runs all the plays. The QB is the captain of the team. They run the team. So Patrick Mahomes has a lot of stuff on him. He has a big responsibility and all that. He's still playing really good. Like, he 320 passing yards.
Well, passing yards isn't a good statistic. Look, okay, fine. I can be like, give you a little toss of a 5-yard toss, and then you run like a crazy 100-yard route. And you know how many passing yards I just got? Not 100 passing yards.
If we're speaking like that, why is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time?
I don't actually think he is. I think he, like, had amazing teams, and that's why he actually got to win.
So, who do you think is the greatest?
Me? I think it's Joe Montana. Like, out of pure skill. Yeah. The 49ers wouldn't have been the dynasty that they were without Joe Montana.
And about, like, now, Joe Burrow, he's not playing that. You gotta admit that. Because, like, I know it's random that I'm just thinking about Joe Burrow, but, like, look at the Bengals. Last year they made it to the Super Bowl. This year, they're doing good.
But not good enough.
But not that good.
I think Joe Burrow is kind of going to be a disappointment. Like, in college, he was great.
Last year, he played pretty good.
But last year, he led them to the Super Bowl. Then they lost. I think, like, that loss might have affected him a little.
I think we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
See you later.
It's been nice talking to you.